Well, good evening. It's good to be with you tonight.
晚上好，非常高兴能够跟大家再一次在一起。
As we come to study God's Word, there is a principle that is absolutely indispensable.
当我们一起来查考神的话语的时候，有一个原则是绝不可少的。
Some principles of Bible study are helpful.
有一些查经的原则是有帮助性的。
But this one is indispensable.
是绝不可少的。
And that principle is total reliance upon God's Holy Spirit.
那一个原则就是要完完全全的依靠神的圣灵。
This is God's book, and only the Lord can reveal the Lord.
这是神的书，只有神，只有主能够启示主。
We thank the Lord for every help, but we now depend upon His Holy Spirit.
我们感谢神给我们的一切的帮助，但是现在我们要完完全全的依靠圣灵。
Before we go to prayer, I'd like to share a Bible verse from the book of Malachi.
在我们祷告之前，我想跟大家分享从马拉基书的一节经文。
Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1.
马拉基书第三章第一节。
The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.
你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。
And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming.
立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的，快要来到。
Now I know that that prophecy has several fulfillments.
我知道那一个预言有几层的应验。
When the Lord Jesus was on the earth, he suddenly came to his temple.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他突然进入圣殿。
A day is coming when he'll suddenly come to his temple.
有一天会临到，他又要再一次突然进入他的圣殿。
But the principle is always true.
但是这个原则总是对的。
To those that seek him,And to those who delight in him, he suddenly comes to his temple.
对那些寻求他的，对那些喜悦他的，他会突然进入他的圣殿。
If you're seeking him this evening, if you're delighting in him this evening, he may suddenly come to your temple.
你如果今天晚上在寻求他，你如果今天晚上喜悦他的话，他有可能就突然进入他的圣殿。
What's true of the individual is also true of the group.
对于个人来说适用的，对于整体来说也适用。
So let's ask the Lord together to enable us to seek him and delight in him.
让我们一同来祈求神，来让我们能够寻求他，也让我们一起享受他。
That he might surprise us and appear in this temple.
这样的话，他会给我们一个惊喜，突然的进入到这一个圣殿里面。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Our Father, we give this session to you.
父啊，我们把这一个讲堂交托在你的手中。
And we ask by your mercy.That you would unveil the Lord Jesus to our hearts.
我们求你靠着你的恩典，把主耶稣基督启示在我们的心里。
We seek you, we delight in you. Suddenly come to your temple.
我们寻求你，我们以你为乐，求你突然进入你的圣殿。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉耶稣宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's a joy for me this weekend to be able to share God's heart with you.
我实在很高兴这个周末能够 与弟兄姐妹分享神的话。
What I'd like to share is God's revelation of Himself to His servant Moses.
我想跟大家分享的是神如何的向他自己的仆人摩西显现。
God gradually revealed Himself to Moses.
神一步一步的把他自己向摩西显现。
He saw the Lord as the smitten rock.
他看见主是那一位被击打的磐石。
He saw the Lord as the cleft rock.
他看见主是那裂开的磐石。
And then he saw the Lord as the living rock.
然后他看见神是那活磐石。
Each revelation took him deeper and deeper into the heart of God.
每一个启示把他一步一步带进神的心。
In order to prepare us for that revelation of Christ as the rock,
为了要预备我们的心来接受神是基督是磐石的启示。
I would like to share this evening how God revealed Himself to Moses to prepare him for that great revelation.
我今天想要跟大家分享神怎么样预备摩西，让他的心可以预备好接受那一个大的启示。
Actually, there were two revelations of the Lord that prepared Moses.
实际上，神有两次的向摩西显现，预备了摩西。
He saw Christ as his Passover, and he saw Christ at the burning bush.
他看见了基督是他的逾越节，他也看见了基督在这一个燃烧的荆棘里面。
When I was first invited to share with you at this conference,
当弟兄邀请我来到这一个聚会与大家分享的时候，
I announced to the responsible elders that the first message would be the burning bush.
我给负责的弟兄说的是第一个篇信息是燃烧的荆棘。
But as I prepared my heart, I thought, no, I need to show you Christ as Passover.
当我在预备的过程当中，我突然又觉得我要分享跟大家分享基督是我们的逾越节。
And then I thought, no, I think I need to go back to the bush.
然后我又觉得不对，我应该回到燃烧的荆棘上面去。
And so in my heart I was going Passover, bush, Passover, bush.
所以在我的心里面我一直在犹豫逾越节燃烧的荆棘，逾越节燃烧的荆棘。
I apologize because I think I might have caused some confusion.
对不起，我想这给一些给大家有一些混淆。
I think some of those guidebooks already had been printed and I caused the problem. I'm sorry for that.
我想有些手册已经印了，所以我很抱歉引起这样的一个混乱。
But I really believe it's God's heart that we see the revelation of our Lord Jesus at the burning bush.
但是我相信神的心是要我们看见耶稣基督的启示，从这个燃烧的荆棘来看见。
So if you thought we were going to do the Passover and you're in Exodus 12,
如果你以为我们是要分享逾越节，然后你在读出埃及记十二章，
You can stay in Exodus, it'll just be a different chapter.
你可以停留在出埃及记，只不过我们要分享不同的章节。
Actually, before we get to Exodus, I want us to glance again at those three passages that we read aloud together.
在我们看这个出埃及记之前，我们再一次来回顾我们刚才念的三段经文。
Hebrews chapter 11,
希伯来书第十一章。
Acts chapter 7,
使徒行传第七章，
and a few passages from Exodus.
还有就是出埃及记的几段经文。
Now what all these passages have in common is this.
那这所有的经文里面，他们有一个共通之处。
They describe Moses' spiritual condition before the bush.
他们描述了摩西在燃烧的荆棘之前他属灵的光景。
In other words, before Moses met the Lord at the bush, what did he know of the Lord?
在他在燃烧的荆棘之前，那个地方遇见神之前，他对于主有什么认识呢？
How far had he come?
他有认识主多少呢?
How spiritual was he?
他有多么的属灵呢?
How mature in the knowledge of the Lord?
他在认识主上有多成熟呢?
If you'll glance, please, at Hebrews chapter 11, once again, verses 24 to 26.
如果大家再看一次第希伯来书第十一章二十四到二十七节。
Follow along, please, as I read.
在我读的时候，请大家一起看。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
摩西因着信，长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
Choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
All that we just read took place before the burning bush.
我们刚才所念的都是在燃烧的荆棘之前发生的。
If you'll glance at Acts chapter 7 again, please.
如果你我们再来看一下使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7, verse 22.
第二十二节。
Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, and he was a man of power in words and deeds.
摩西学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
But when he was approaching the age of 40, it entered his mind to visit his brethren, the sons of Israel.
他将到四十岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。
And when he saw one of them being treated unjustly, he defended him and took vengeance for the oppressed by striking down the Egyptian.
到了那里，见他们一个人受冤屈，就护庇他，为了受欺压的人报仇，打死了那埃及人。
He supposed that his brethren would understand that God was granting them deliverance through him, but they did not understand.
他以为弟兄必明白神是借他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。
Let me illustrate how far Moses had come with the Lord from these passages.
让我从这一些经文里面来说明他认识主有多少。
Please glance again at Hebrews chapter 11.
请大家再一次看希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews 11 verse 24, by faith Moses.
二十四节，摩西因着信。
Verse 27, by faith he, namely Moses.
二十七节，他因着信，就是指的摩西。
Verse 28, by faith he, namely Moses.
二十八节，他因着信，就是指的摩西。
We know this much for sure, Moses had faith.
我们至少知道这么多，摩西有信心。
He made the catalog of faith here in Hebrews 11.
他出现在第十一章信心的伟人当中。
According to verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
第六节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
So we know he came that far, he had faith. He pleased the Lord.
我们知道，至少知道他有信心，他蒙神的喜悦。
Without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord.
人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
In fact, without faith, it's impossible to live the Christian life.
事实上，如果没有信心，根本不可能过一个基督徒的生活。
I like to just say, without faith, it's impossible.
我喜欢说，没有信心的话，根本不可能。
You say, what's impossible?
你说什么不可能？
Everything.
所有的事情。
Everything's impossible.
所有的事情都不可能。
Everything that God has ever called you to be.
所有神呼召你去做的。
Everything God's ever called you to do.
所有神呼召你去试的。
Whatever has to do with God and His plans and purposes toward you,
任何与神有关的事情，任何与神对你的计划有关的事情
requires faith,
都需要求有信心。
Whichever way you turn,
不管你去哪里
turn to the right, turn to the left,
你向左或向右
without faith, it's impossible.
如果没有信心，都不可能。
So when we look at Moses, we start there, he had faith.
所以当我们看摩西的时候，我们就看起头他有信心。
When you look at the 40 years before the burning bush,
如果你来看摩西在看见燃烧的荆棘之前的40年，
It's amazing how far he had come before he met Christ.At that burning bush.
你会很稀奇他在见到在这个燃烧的荆棘面前见到基督之前他已经知道了多少。
Do you know what's involved in Hebrews 11:24?
你知道第十一希伯来书十一章二十四节里面有包含多少吗？
He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他不肯被称为法老女儿之子。
Don't just read that la la la.
不要只是觉得这只不过是几句话而已。
Moses had wonderful privilege.
摩西有着非常大的特权。
As the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he was given the best education in the world at that time.
他作为法老女儿之子，他得到了当时世界上最好的教育。
He was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians.
他学了埃及人一切的学问。
Stephen tells us he was a man of power, a man of, in word and in deed.
史蒂凡告诉我们，他大有能力，说话行事都有能力。
Some would say, isn't that a contradiction?
有的人说啊，这地方是不是有出入啊？
Stephen said he was mighty in word.
斯蒂凡说他说话有能力。
At the burning bush, he said he's slow of speech.
但是在燃烧的荆棘面前，他说他是拙口笨舌的。
Stephen was speaking of statesmanship, authority.
斯蒂凡是说的是指的他的权柄。
In other words, his word.Carried power, authority.
换句话说，他的话非常有分量，有权柄。
Stephen was talking about what he said, not how he said it.
斯蒂凡说的是指的他说的是什么，而不是说他怎么样说。
And he was mighty indeed. He was a military commander.
他行事大有能力，因为他是一个军事家。
He not only had privilege, he was wealthy.
他不光是有特权，他也是富有的。
Hebrews 11:6 mentions the treasures of Egypt.
在希伯来书十一章二十六节这个地方讲到埃及的财物。
As the son of Pharaoh's daughter, all those treasures were at his disposal.
作为埃及，作为法老女儿之子，这所有的财宝都是随他使用。
Moses didn't grow up on the farm.
摩西不是生长在一个农场上。
He didn't grow up in the woods.
他不是生长在树林里面。
He didn't grow up as a backward country boy.
他不是生长在偏僻的地方。
He didn't grow up in the slave huts in Goshen.
他也不是在歌山的那些奴隶住的房子里面生长。
He grew up in the palace in Egypt.
他是生长在埃及的宫殿里面。
marble floors and an ivory bed.
大理石的地板，象牙做的床。
Servants and tutors.
有仆人，有教师。
He didn't get an allowance.
他不只是有一点零用钱而已。
He got the key to the bank.
他有去银行的钥匙。
He was wealthy.
他是富有的。
His playground were the rich courts of Pharaoh.
他所玩耍的地方就是法老的宫殿。
Let me give you an illustration of the wealth, the treasures I'm speaking about.
我来给大家说明一下我所提到的那些财物。
Exodus chapter 1 and verse 11.
在出埃及记第一章第十一节。
They appointed taskmasters over them to afflict them with hard labor, and they built for Pharaoh storage cities, Pithom and Ramses.
于是埃及人派督工的辖制他们，加重担苦害他们。他们为法老建造两座饥荒城，就是比东和兰色。
What are storage cities for?
饥荒城是用来做什么的呢
？To store stuff.
是用来堆积东西的。
They stored the treasures of Egypt in those cities.
在这两个城里面。他们来积累埃及的财物。
Egypt had so much gold and silver, artifacts, wealth.
埃及有许许多多的金银，各种工艺品，各种财富。
They took slave labor and built two cities just to hold how much wealth they had.
他们用那些劳工来筑了两座城。就是专门来储藏这些财宝的。
You see, if you don't understand the great privilege that Moses had,
如果你不明白摩西是怎么样的养优储尊
，and you don't understand the wealth that was at his fingertips,
你不知道在他的手里面掌握着多少的财富的话
，you won't understand the great spiritual depth of his heart.
你就不能够明白。在他的心有多么深的属灵。
According to the best scholarship, it looks like Moses was in line to become the Pharaoh.
有一些根据一些学者的研究，摩西当时是要继位法老的。
They say the Pharaoh had no natural seed.
他们说法老没有从他自己生的儿子。
And the same was true of his daughter.
那他的女儿也是同样的。
So Moses probably would have become Pharaoh.
所以摩西有可能就成为了法老。
In the light of all of that privilege.
在这么多的特权面前。
All of that wealth.
这么多的财宝面前。
And the future that was in front of Moses.
在摩西面前的这样一个未来。
Let's look at his spiritual life.
让我们来看他属灵的生活。
You know, faith has to do with the eyes of the heart.
你知道，信心是跟你心里面的眼睛有关的。
Moses wasn't blind; he could see with these eyes.
摩西眼睛并不瞎。
He saw the treasures of Egypt.
他看见了埃及的财富。
But look at Hebrews 11:26.
但是我们看希伯来书十一章二十六节。
Considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵。
I tell you, that's a miracle of God.
你知道吗？这是神所行的一个神迹。
To see all those treasures that the world had.
看见这个世界上一切的财物
and then to say the reproach of Christ is worth more than that.
然后说为基督受的凌辱比这些更宝贵
I'm telling you, Moses had some revelation of Christ before the burning bush.
我告诉你在燃烧的荆棘之前摩西就有了基督来的启示
With these eyes, he saw Egypt's treasure.
他用这些眼睛看到了埃及的财宝。
With these eyes, he also saw Egypt's pleasures.
用这些眼睛，他也看到了埃及的享乐。
On the level of earth, Moses could have sinned any sin he wanted to sin.
在地上的话，他可以享受任何的罪中之乐。
He could afford it, and nobody would stop it.
他可以付得起，而且没有人会制止他。
There was no moral standard. No one would question him.
没有什么所谓的道德，没有人会来责问他。
Wine, women, song, leisure.
酒、女人、歌、享乐。
And money is no object.
钱根本不是问题。
But he had another set of eyes.
但是他有另外的一双眼睛。
And with the eye of faith, he not only saw past the treasures of Egypt.
他用这信心的眼睛，他看过了埃及的财物。
He saw past the pleasures of Egypt.
他也看透了埃及的享乐。
Verse 25 again.
第二十五节。
Choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
I'll tell you, that's a mighty work of God in his heart.
我告诉你，这是神在他心中行的大能的工作。
To see past all of this world that they offer.
能够看透这世界上所有的。
I want to show you one more reality, and I'll try to put it all together for you.
我要再给大家看一件事情，然后我把它再综合起来。
Back to Acts chapter 7, please.
我们回到使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 7, verse 23.
使徒行传第七章二十三节。
When he was approaching the age of 40, it entered his mind to visit his brethren, the sons of Israel.
他将到四十岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。
It entered his mind.
他心中起意。
You think he just thought of that one day?
你觉得他是不是有一天突然就有了这个念头啊？
How'd that come to his mind?
他心中怎么样起的这个意呢？
I tell you, the Lord brought it to his mind, that's how.
我告诉你，是主把这个心意放在他的里面。
And then you remember he killed the Egyptian.
那你记得他杀死了那个埃及人。
Now look at verse 25, please.
然后我们来看第二十五节。
He supposed his brethren understood that God was granting them deliverance through him, but they did not understand.
他以为弟兄必明白，神是借他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。
He not only gave up the pharaohship,
他不光是放弃了他做法老的权利。
He not only turned his back on the pleasures of this world,
他不仅是弃绝了那些世界上面的享乐。
But it looks like he knew the will of God for his life.
看起来他也知道神在他身上的旨意是什么。
God put it in his heart, put it in his mind.
神把这个放在他的心里面，放在他的头脑里面。
He knew God was going to use him as the one that would be the instrument to deliver his people.
他知道神会使用他作为器皿来拯救他的百姓。
And he thought everybody else knew it too.
他以为别人也知道。
Now I think you'll agree with me that Moses, before the burning bush, had come a long way.
我相信你会同意我说，在摩西在燃烧的荆棘之前已经认识主有很多了。
The world was offered to him.
整个世界都已经摆在他的面前。
He could sin any sin he wanted to sin.
他可以犯他想要犯的任何的罪。
He could have been the Pharaoh of Egypt.
他甚至可以做法老，做埃及的法老。
But because God had put faith in his heart,
但是因为神把信心放在了他的心里面，
He threw it all away.
他把这一切都抛弃了。
He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他不愿被称为法老女儿之子。
He chose to identify with the rejected people of God.
他宁愿那 与被弃绝的神的子民认同。
He turned down the pleasures of sin.
他不愿享受罪中之乐。
He chose the reproach of Christ.
他宁愿承受基督所受的凌辱。
And he knew the will of God for his life.
他也知道神对他生命的旨意是什么。
Not only knew it.
他不光是知道。
He embraced it.
他而且去拥抱。
He wanted to do the will of God. He tried to do the will of God.
他想要行神的旨意。
And so I say, before the burning bush, he was a spiritual man.
所以我说，在燃烧的荆棘之前，他已经是一个属灵的人。
He chose the Lord.
他选择了主。
Chose the people of God.
他选择了神的子民。
Chose the will of God.
他选择了神的旨意。
Turned down all this world and all of its sins.
他弃绝了这个世界，他抛弃了这个世界的罪恶。
That's before he met God at the burning bush.
这是在他在燃烧的荆棘之前见到神之前。
I'd love it if someone said that about me.
如果有人这样的说我的话，那我会非常高兴。
Well, Ed has such faith, he turned down the world.
Ed 的信心有多大，他把这个整个世界都撇弃了。
Embrace the Lord and the people of God.
他来拥抱主，拥抱神的子民。
He knew God's will for his life, and he set about to do it.
他知道神对他的旨意是什么，而且他要决定去行。
But after all of that, something happened.
但是有了这一切之后，有一件事情发生了。
Something happened that sent him into a spin, and he was spinning around for 40 years.
一件事情发生了，他就开始绕圈子，这一绕就绕了四十多年。
And the question must come, how can a person come so far with the Lord?
我们必须要问一个问题，一个人认识主有这么的多，
have such a clear eye about the things of God,
他对神的事情有这么清楚的看见，
be so surrendered to the Lord,
他完全的向主降服
了。
但是突然一下事情就砸了。我想请大家翻到出埃及记第二章。
Beginning again at verse 11.
十一节。
It came about in those days when Moses had grown up that he went out to his brethren and looked on their hard labors, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren.
后来摩西长大，他出去到他弟兄那里看他们的重担，见一个埃及人打希伯来人的一个弟兄。
So he looked this way and that, and when he saw no one was around,He struck down the Egyptian, and he hit him in the sand.
他左右观看，见没有人，就把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。
And he went out the next day, and behold, two Hebrews were fighting each other, and he said to the offender, Why are you striking your companion?
第二天他出去，见有两个希伯来人争斗，就对那欺负人的说，你为什么打你同族的人呢？
But he said, Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Are you intending to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? Then Moses was afraid and said, Surely this thing has become known.
那人说，谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像杀了埃及人吗？摩西便惧怕说，这事必是被人知道了。
And when Pharaoh heard of this matter, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the presence of Pharaoh, settled in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well.
法老听见这事就想杀摩西，但摩西躲避法老，逃往米甸地居住。一日，他在井旁坐下。
Everything seemed to blow up in Moses' face right here.
就在这个地方，一下子这个事情就砸了。
When he rose up and he killed the Egyptian, it became public knowledge.
当他把那个埃及人杀死之后，众人都知道了。
And we read that he fled to the backside of a desert, and he remained there for 40 years.
我们读到他就逃到了旷野，在那个地方住了四十年。
And I believe if the Lord had not appeared to him in a bush, he would have remained there until he died.
我相信，如果主没有在燃烧的荆棘中向他显现的话，他会继续留在那个地方，直到他死掉。
It's really a pitiful picture.
这实在是一个很凄惨的图画。
Wonderful.Surrendered servant of the Lord,
一个何等美好的一个完全向主降服的主的仆人。
And we read in verse 15, Exodus 2:15, he settled in the land of Midian and sat down by a well.
我们在第十五节这个地方读到，他逃往米甸地居住，在井旁坐下。
I can just picture Moses sitting down by the well.
我可以想象摩西坐在井旁
so confused and so disillusioned,
头脑一片混乱
wondering what in the world just happened,
在想刚刚发生了什么事
frustrated and depressed,
他非常的气馁非常的沮丧
I think one of the saddest verses in Exodus is Chapter 2, verse 21.
我想在出埃及记里面最令人忧伤的一节经文就是第二节第二章二十一节。
This is describing Reuel, the heathen priest of Midian.
这个地方是讲到那个米甸人的祭司。
And the verse says, Moses was willing to dwell with the man.
第二十一节说摩西甘心和那人同住
Another translation says Moses was content to dwell with the man
另外一个翻译说摩西与他同住很满足
Content to live in the wilderness
他很满足住在这个旷野
Is that possible? Content after what he had experienced of the Lord?
可能吗他经历了主这么多之后，他能够这样的甘心吗
？Content to live in the desert for decades, taking care of sheep.
甘心住在旷野里面牧羊
？Instead of doing the known will of God,
而不是在那边行他所知道的神的旨意
？I say it is possible. It happens over and over and over again to God's people.
我说完全可能，而且他一次这是一次一次的发生在神的子民身上。
Every day, Christians who have come so far with the Lord,
每一天，许许多多已经这么认识主的基督徒
，Their hearts are so right,
他们的心实在是对的
，They choose the Lord,
他们选择了主
，They choose His will.
他们选择了他旨意
They choose his people.
他们选择了他的百姓
They reject the world.
他们撇下这个世界
They reject sin.
他们撇下罪恶
They try to serve the Lord with everything they know.
他们用他们所知道的一切来侍奉主
And everything blows up in their face.
但是呢事情就搞得糟糕透了
Now, I'm aware that many view this 40 years in the desert.
我知道有很多人看这旷野的四十年
as a special training time that God put him there to teach him.
是一个神在那个地方训练摩西的时间。
I have no doubt that God turned the curse to a blessing.
我一点不怀疑神把咒诅变为祝福。
I have no doubt God taught him many things during those 40 years in the desert.
我也不怀疑在这旷野的四十年神教导了摩西很多的事情。
But I think God overruled the evil, he didn't rule the good.
但是我相信神是 可以改变神是可以改变这个罪恶，但是神并没有掌管这个好的。
Moses had come a long way, but something was wrong.
摩西认识主有很深，但是有一些东西还是不对。
As you would expect, God's people have tried to answer the question, what happened?
我想神的百姓一直都在试图回答这个问题，怎么回事？
Let me give you a couple of the answers that you can glean in the commentaries.
我给大家一些你在解经书上可以读到的答案。
What happened to Moses that day?
那一天摩西身上发生了什么事情？
Some would suggest that Moses had the right idea, but he had a bad motive.
有的人说摩西他的意思是好的，但是他的动机不纯。
In other words, he was moved by human sympathy.
换句话说，他是因着人的恻隐之心受感而做的。
When he saw his brother being oppressed,
当他看到他的弟兄被欺压的时候，
it touched his heart.
这触摸了他的心。
He saw a need and he said, I must meet that need.
他看见有个需要，他说我必须来满足这个需要。
Well, it didn't take long for sympathy to lead to resentment.
但是这样一个恻隐之心很快就变成了一个厌恶之心。
It didn't seem like they appreciated his help too much.
好像这些百姓并不欣赏他的帮助。
When Stephen described it in Acts 7, he said he took vengeance upon the Egyptian.
在斯蒂凡在使徒行传第七章那边描述说他向那个埃及人报仇。
Can a Christian miss the will of God because his heart is moved with human sympathy?
一个基督徒如果因着人的恻隐之心，他有可能会误解神的旨意吗？
Indeed they can. I know that happened in my own life.
是可能的，我知道，因为这也发生在我的生命当中。
I used to think that the need constituted the call.
我以前以为看见的需要就是神对我们的呼召。
Every time I saw a need, I thought God was calling me to meet that need.
每一次我看见有个需要，我就觉得神在呼召我去满足这个需要。
We would have missionaries come to our church and show slides of their work.
我们有宣教士到我们教会里面来，给我们放幻灯片。
And every time I saw a slide, I said, "Oh, God's calling me to New Guinea."
我每一次看到这些幻灯片，我就觉得啊，神在呼召我去新几内亚。
God's calling me to South America.
神在呼召我去南美洲，去南非。
God's calling me to the Amazon.
神在呼召我去亚马逊。
My wife one time, she thought, sure, we were in trouble. I thought God was calling me to the northern Eskimo up in Alaska.
我的妻子觉得我们肯定是出问题了，因为我觉得神在呼召我去北极，去爱斯基摩人的当中。
Because I saw a need, I thought that's God's call.
因为我看见了那个需要，所以我就说这是神的呼召。
I think it's wonderful when young people go on these mission trips.
我相信当这些年轻人出去宣教的时候，实在是一件美事。
But I also think it's dangerous.
但是我相信也是很危险的。
Because they might confuse missionary enthusiasm with a call of God.
但是因为他们有可能把宣教的这个激情跟神的旨意混淆起来。
It's possible to miss God's will because of the wrong motive.
完全有可能因着一个不纯的动机，你把神的旨意误解了。
But some say, no, that wasn't Moses' problem, having the wrong motive.
有的人说啊，摩西的动机不纯，这不是摩西的问题。
His problem was he had the wrong timing.
他的问题在于他的时机不成熟。
He wasn't patient. He didn't wait for God's timing.
他没有等候神的时间到。
Genesis chapter 15 gives some proof for that.
创世纪第十五章给了我们这样的一个证据。
God told Abraham that deliverance wouldn't come until the iniquity of the Amorite was full.
神告诉亚伯拉罕说，直到迦南人的罪恶填满之前，他们不会得到拯救。
Was that the problem? Should Moses just have waited?
这是不是问题之所在呢？是不是摩西就应该等待呢？
Something was very wrong.
有一些很不对的东西。
He had come so far with the Lord.
他认识主有这么的多。
He had a genuine faith.
他有一个真实的信心。
He turned down everything in this world.
他撇弃了这世界上所有的一切。
His heart was beating hot to do the will of God.
他的心实在是为着要做神的旨意火热。
And in a moment of time, it all passed.
但是一霎之间，这一切都过去了。
Others say, no, it wasn't his bad motive or the time.
有的人说不是他的动机，也不是时候的问题。
He was just concerned about pleasing men.
他太注重讨人的喜悦了。
Exodus 2:12, he looked this way and that way, and when he saw no one was around, he struck the Egyptian and hit him in the sand.
出埃及记第二章十二节，他左右观看，见没有人，就把埃及人打死了，藏在沙土里。
Why did he look this way and that way?
他为什么左右观看呢？
Because he was concerned about what people would think.
因为他担心别人会怎么样看。
What will my family think?
我的家庭会怎么样看这件事情？
What will my friends think?
我的朋友会怎么样看这件事情？
What will the elders think?
那些长老们会怎样想？
Will they disapprove?
他们会不会不同意我的做法？
Is that what happened to Moses? He was sidetracked by human opinion?
这是发生在摩西身上的吗？他被人的意见左右。
You know, those who are serious about God's will,
那些对神的旨意认真的人，
they want to be moved by the right motives.
他们想要是有正确的动机。
They want to move in God's hour, in God's time.
他们也想要按着神的时间，按着神的安排来运作。
They don't want to be affected by human opinion.
他们不想受人的意见的左右。
It's possible that any one of those was a cause in Moses' life.
有可能刚才谈的这一些都在摩西的身上有。
But let me make a suggestion, brothers and sisters in Christ.
但是主内的弟兄姐妹，让我说一个。
That I think is closer to the heart of God.
我相信这个更接近神的心意。
I have no doubt that his faith was genuine.
我毫不怀疑他的信心是真实的。
I have no doubt that his surrender was complete.
我也不怀疑他向神的降服是完全的。
I have no doubt that his heart was sincere. He wanted to do the will of God.
我也毫不怀疑他的心是诚恳的，是想要做神的旨意。
And so he went about to do the will of God and deliver God's people one Egyptian at a time.
所以他就开始要去拯救神的百姓，从一个一个埃及人开始。
I'm not the first person to suggest to you.
我不是第一个说这个的人。
That perhaps Moses went about trying to do God's will in his own strength.
也许 摩西去靠着他自己的力量来行神的旨意。
Nothing will stop a Christian faster in his tracks than trying to do the will of God in the energy of his own flesh.
如果一个基督徒靠着肉体的力量要去行神的旨意的话，他很快就会走不下去。
And you know, when Moses tried to do the will of God and struck down that Egyptian,
你知道当摩西努力要去行神的旨意，把那个埃及人杀死的时候，
He made a terrible discovery.
他有了一个非常可怕的发现。
He discovered his own heart.
他发觉了他自己的心。
He was not only moved by compassion for his brother.
他不只是被他对着他弟兄的怜悯之心所感动。
But another emotion was rising in his heart at the same time.
在他心里面有另外的一种感情。
Passion.
激情。
Anger.
愤怒。
Violence.
暴力。
Hate.
仇恨。
Murder.
杀人。
See, we just sort of say, he killed the Egyptian.
我们读到的只是说他就杀了那个埃及人。
That was a sin of a cold-blooded murder.
这是一个谋杀的罪恶。
Again, don't just hear that la la la.
不只是就是这样一句话而已。
God had called him to set his people free.
神呼召他要把他的百姓搭救出来。
And suddenly he discovers that he's not free himself.
但是他突然发觉他自己也没有自由。
He had no power in his own life over his own passion and anger.
他对自己的激情，对自己的愤怒，他发觉一点没法控制。
Brothers and sisters in Christ,
主内的弟兄姐妹，
many, many Christians have surrendered to the Lord.
许多的基督徒向主降服。
They've taken a stand against this world.
他们要面对这个世界。
They've tried to do the will of God and want to set God's people free.
他们想要做神的旨意，想要把神的百姓释放出来。
And they discovered that trying to do the will of God, they can't do it.
但是他们发觉，他们努力要去行神的旨意，却做不来。
And they have no victory in their own lives over their own abiding corruption.
因为他们在他们自己的生命当中，他们没有办法胜过在他们里面的那个败坏。
Nothing is more frustrating in the life of a Christian.
在一个基督徒的生活当中，没有比这更令人沮丧的。
Than to try to tell somebody you can have victory in Jesus Christ.
你去告诉别人说你在基督里可以得胜。
When you know in your own heart.You don't even know that victory yourself.
但是你在心里面却知道你自己都没有这样的得胜。
It seems to me if God had not been merciful to Moses,
在我看来，如果神不是恩待摩西的话，
if he had not met him at the bush,
如果他没有在荆棘那个地方遇见摩西的话，
if he had not discovered the revelation that would change his life,
如果他没有得到那个完全改变他生命的启示的话，
I have an idea Moses would have died out in that desert.
我相信摩西就会死在那个旷野里面。
He never would have done the will of God.
他永远也不可能做到神的旨意。
How did God meet his servant Moses?
神怎么样来遇见他的仆人摩西呢？
What revelation of Christ?Did that great servant of the Lord need?
那一个神伟大的仆人，他需要基督怎么样的启示呢？
The answer is in Exodus chapter 3, and if you'll turn there, please.
答案就在出埃及记第三章，请大家翻到那里。
I'm not going to develop all the details of this wonderful chapter.
我不会在这个地方把这一章里面的所有细节都发挥出来。
I'm not going to get into the great discussion that Moses and God had at this wonderful chapter.
我也不会在这个地方讲到他跟神这一个对话。
I just want to see the great revelation of the Lord Jesus at the bush.
我只是想看见这个在燃烧的荆棘这个地方，我们主耶稣基督的一个启示。
I'd like to read again the first three verses, please.
我想再一次来读前面三节。
Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock on the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
And Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up.
摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？
God was about to transform his servant.
神马上就要完全的改变他的仆人。
He was about to reveal himself in a way that would absolutely change his life forever.
他要向摩西显现，完全改变摩西的生活。
Now to do this, God chooses a very common bush.
神拣选了一个非常普通的荆棘。
Just a bush of nature.
就是在自然界所看见的荆棘。
A bramble bush.
一种荆棘，
it's a thorn bush.
一种带刺的荆棘。
It's not a big old oak tree, it's just a little bush.
不是一棵很大的橡树，只是一棵荆棘。
Nothing special about this bush.
没有什么特别的。
It had leaves just like the other bushes around it.
跟其他的荆棘一样，就是有叶子。
It had branches just like the other bushes all around it.
有枝子，跟其他的荆棘一样。
It had a trunk and a stem just like all the bushes around it.
有干有枝，就跟其他的荆棘一样。
It grew up from the same soil that all the other bushes were growing in.
跟其他的荆棘一样，它是成长在同样的土壤里。
But as you know, there was something special about this bush.
但是正如你知道的，这一颗荆棘有特别的地方。
It wasn't the fact that the bush was on fire. That's not the point.
关键点不在于这个荆棘在燃烧。
I understand that wasn't even that novel.
我也知道这没有什么好稀奇的。
In the dry desert, often lightning would strike a bush and set it on fire.
在一个干旱的旷野里面，常常会有雷电击中这些荆棘，使荆棘燃烧起来。
The hot embers from Arabs camping nearby could have blown and set a bush on fire.
或者附近的阿拉伯人他们烧的萤火也可能引起这个荆棘燃烧。
It wasn't the fire that grabbed his attention.
但是这个燃烧的荆棘使摩西注目。
It was the fact that the bush burned and burned and burned but didn't burn up.
是因为这个荆棘在那边燃烧燃烧燃烧，但却没有烧毁。
There was no smoke.
也没有烟。
There was no ashes.
也没有灰。
No disintegration.
没有烧毁。
It wasn't consumed.
没有烧毁。
Now we can only guess what was going on in Moses' mind.
我们只能猜测摩西的头脑里面在想什么。
Some think that Moses was thinking, well, now God's people are like this bush.
有的人觉得摩西一定在想，神的百姓就如同这荆棘一样。
They're being persecuted and afflicted, and yet they survive.
他们在逼迫当中，在受迫害，但是他们却存活下来了。
I'm not sure he thought that. He may have.
我不是很确定他会这样想，他有可能这样想。
Now this is not in the Bible what I'm about to give you, but it's just how I understand what might have been.
我下面要讲的并不是在圣经里面，但是这是我个人的理解。
As I picture Moses out there in the wilderness looking at this bush that burned and burned and burned and didn't burn up.
我想象摩西在旷野里面看着这一个荆棘在里面烧烧烧却没有烧毁。
He might have thought something like this.
他可能在想
40 years ago, I was on fire for the Lord.
40年前我是为着主火热
But I burned out.
但是呢我被、但是我烧掉了
I was so zealous to do God's will, but I burned out in a moment of time.
我很火热的要去行神的旨意，但是呢一下这个激情就过去了。
I've seen this in my own life.
我在我自己的生命当中也看到这样的事情。
And I've seen it in many, many others.
我也在许多其他的人身上看见。
They even have an expression, they call it burnout.
他们甚至有一个词汇就是说烧掉了。
Full-time Christian workers are dropping out all over the place.
全时间基督徒的工人在各地都在各地都都drop out.
Christians have become frustrated, exhausted, because their lives are fruitless and barren.
这些基督徒很沮丧，他们因为在生命当中看不见果子。
And they're so confused because they said, we thought we had it right.
而且他们头脑一片混乱，他们以为他们知道。
We live by faith.
我们是靠信心而活。
We turn our back on the world.
我们已经从这个世界离开。
We chose the Lord.
我们选择了主。
We chose His people.
我们选择了他的百姓。
We identified with God's will.
我们认同神的旨意。
Something went wrong and we burned out.
但是呢，一些事情发生，我们就这样的烧掉了。
Well, many things happened at the bush that we could get into.
在这个荆棘这个地方所发生的很多事情，我们都可以细讲。
But I want to just mention two things, the great revelation of the Lord in two ways.
但是我只想讲两件事情，是我们的主启示他的两个方法。
You see, 40 years before, Moses tried to do the will of God in his own strength.
你看，在四十年前，摩西努力用他自己的能力来做神的旨意。
Now listen to some of the things God speaks from this bush.
你如果来听神从这个荆棘当中向摩西所说的一些事情。
Chapter 3, verse 7. I have seen the affliction of my people in Egypt.
第三章第七节，耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。
You see, 40 years before, Moses is the one that saw the problem.
你看，四十年前，是摩西看见了问题。
Verse 7. I have given heed to their cries.
第七节，我已经听见了他们所发的哀声。
I am aware of their suffering.
我原知道他们的痛苦。
Verse 8. I have come down to deliver them.
第八节，我要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
I will bring them into a land of milk and honey.
领他们出了那地到美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
第六章第一节。
It says, now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh.
现在你必看见我向法老所行的事。
You see, the first 40 years, Moses had this idea, I am somebody and I can be a power for God.
你看前四十年摩西以为他是怎么样的了不起，他要为神做事。
I can do the will of God.
我可以做神的旨意。
If you look at the conversation at the bush, you see he's now saying, I can't do it.
如果你去读在荆棘这个地方他与神的对话，你就发觉他在说我做不来。
I was a somebody.
我以前了不起。
Now I'm a nobody.
我现在没什么了不起。
You know, if you say, I am somebody, that's pride.
你知道当你说觉得自己了不起的时候那是一个骄傲。
If you say, I'm nobody, that's pride too.
但当你说我什么也不是的时候那也是一个骄傲。
Because it's still talking about you.
因为还是在你说你自己。
You see, Moses learned that day, not I am somebody.
摩西那一次学到不是我有什么了不起。
Or I am nobody.
还是我什么都不是。
But he learned I am that I am.
他学到了神是自有拥有。
The first thing, and this is the first secret he learned.
这是他学到的第一个秘密。
What made the bush burn on without burning up?
什么使得这个荆棘燃烧而不会被烧毁？
Christ.In the bush.
基督在荆棘当中。
The presence of the Lord in the bush.
神的同在在荆棘里面。
It wasn't the bush.
不是荆棘有什么。
Nothing special about the bush.
荆棘没有什么特别。
But it was the Lord in the bush.
是主在荆棘之中。
See, Moses knew a lot about surrender.
摩西知道怎么样的降服。
But he didn't know.About Christ in you.
但是他并不知道基督在你的里面。
That's a new reality for Moses.
对摩西来说，这实在是一个新的看见。
That God wants to do His own thing.
神想要行他自己要行的事。
It's not me working for God.
不是我在为神做事。
It's God working for God in me.
是神在我的里面为他自己做事。
It's not my strength or my weakness.
不是我的能力或者是我的软弱。
It's the presence of the Lord.
是神的同在。
Brother Stephen Kahn was commenting on this passage.
江守道弟兄在讲解这一节经文的时候。
And he reminded us that Moses wrote the oldest psalm in the Bible.
他提醒我们摩西写了在诗篇里面最老的一首诗篇。
He wrote Psalm 90.
他写了诗篇第九十篇。
And in Psalm 90 and verse 10, we read these words, As for the days of our life, if they contain 70 years, or due to strength 80 years.
在第九十篇第十节我们读到这样的话，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。
Stephen said that Moses described natural life as 70 or 80 years.
江弟兄说，摩西描述人自然的生命是七十年或是八十年。
80 years is the end of man's natural life.
八十岁是一个人自然生命的尽头。
You know how old Moses was when the Lord appeared to him at the bush?
你知道当初在荆棘那个地方向摩西显现的时候摩西有多大年纪了吗？
He was 80 years old.
他八十岁了。
In more than one way, this is the end of Moses and the beginning of God.
在很多的方面看来这是摩西的尽头，这是神的开头。
That That was the first discovery of the book, Christ in me.
这是他所发现的第一次发现，基督在我里面。
How am I going to burn on and on without burning myself out?
我怎么能够一直不停地燃烧而不被烧毁呢？
Glorious discovery, Christ in me.
这是一个何等荣耀的发现，基督在我的里面。
He does the work.
他做他的工作。
Well, it was a second discovery.
他有第二个发现。
Remember, when he did things in his own strength, he discovered that he had no victory in his own life.
当他在靠着自己的能力要行神的旨意的时候，他发觉他自己的生命当中并没有得胜。
He didn't have any victory over his anger and his passion.
他没有在他自己的激情，在他自己的愤怒当中得胜。
But here at the bush, he not only learns the truth, Christ in me.
在这个荆棘的地方，他不只是学到了这样一个真理，基督在我里面。
But he learns the secret of holiness.
他也学到了圣洁的秘密。
Exodus 3:5, remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you're standing is holy ground.
出埃及记第三章第五节，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
Holy ground? What made it holy?
圣地是什么使这地成圣的呢？
5 minutes ago it wasn't holy.
五分钟之前它并不是圣地啊。
30 seconds ago it wasn't holy.
三十秒钟之前它也不是圣地啊。
And all of a sudden, it's holy ground. What made it holy?
为什么突然一下就变成圣地呢？是什么使它成圣的呢？
And the answer is the same. It was the presence of the Lord.
答案就是，是神的主的同在。
Moses was standing in the presence of the Lord.
摩西是站在神的同在的前面。
And God says, when you stand in my presence, you can't walk before me.As you walk before men.
神说当你在我的同在面前的时候，你不能像在人面前行走一样行走。
Take off your shoes, Moses.
摩西把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Before the Lord is awe and reverence and fear and respect.
因为在主的面前，你必须要敬畏，必须要遵从。
What was the message of the burning bush?
所以这燃烧的荆棘给我们什么样的信息呢？
Christ in me.
基督在我的里面。
Here's the other side. I'm in Christ.
另一面，我在基督里面。
He lives in me.
他活在我的里面。
I can burn on and on without burning up. It's him doing it.
我可以一直的燃烧而不被烧毁，因为是他在做。
But now I'm also in his presence.
那现在我也是在他的同在里面。
And I learned the secret of holiness.
我学到这个圣洁的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we go through this retreat this weekend,
主内弟兄姐妹，当我们在这边这个退休的聚会当中，
We're going to talk about intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要交通与我们的主耶稣基督亲密无间的关系。
The Lord is going to take his servant Moses from one degree of glory to another as he unveils himself.
主要把摩西从一点的荣耀带到更多的荣耀，当他在把他自己向摩西显现出来的时候。
But it all starts at the burning bush.
但是这一切都始于燃烧的荆棘。
It all hinges on the truth. Christ is in me and I am in him.
这一切都是建立在基督在我里面，我在他里面这样一个真理上面。
You may be very surrendered.
你有可能已经完全降服了。
Your heart might be soul. I just want to do the will of God.
你的心可能说，我只是想要行神的旨意。
You might have embraced the despised people of God.
你可能在那边拥抱那被人弃绝的神的百姓。
Do you know the truth of Christ in you and you in Christ?
但是你认识基督在你里面，你在基督里面的真理吗？
Because if you don't, you're going to spend maybe decades on the backside of a desert.
因为如果你不认识这一点，你有可能会在旷野花上几十年的时间。
I want to close with one more scripture. I'll wrap it up. Chapter 3 of Exodus.
最后我们再来读一节经文，第三章，出埃及记第三章。
Verses 2
to 4. 二到四节。
An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, and the bush was not consumed.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
And so Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up.
摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？
And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am.
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西，他说我在这里。
Mark the verbs in verse 2, 3 and 4.
请大家注意在二三四节当中的动词。
Moses looked.
摩西观看。
And then he turned aside to look at what he looked at.
然后呢，他说我要过去再看。
And then God looked.
然后神看他。
And when God saw Moses looking at what he looked at,
当耶和华神见他过去要看的时候，
following that,
你在，
it was the second look.
这是第二次看的时候。
Moses could have looked once and passed on by and he'd have lived forever in the desert.
摩西完全有可能只是看了一眼，然后就过去了，那他一辈子就活在那旷野里面。
But his heart wanted to understand how does that bush keep burning without burning up.
但是他心里面实在想明白，这荆棘怎么一直燃烧却不被烧毁。
He was a seeker.
他是一个寻求的人。
He gave the second look.
他再去看了一次。
Every indication is God would have never called his name if he didn't give the second look.
这个地方我们完全可以看得出来，如果他没有再去看这一次的话，神就不会呼叫他的名。
If he didn't want to know the mystery, how can I live that kind of a life that burns on and on?
如果他心里面没有这个愿望，想知道，想要活一个这样的一个生活，他可以一直燃烧而不被烧毁的话。
This weekend we're going to talk about precious things in the Lord Jesus.
这个周末我们会谈到我们主耶稣基督许多宝贵的事情。
How you can do the will of God.
你怎么样可以行神的旨意。
How you can have deliverance over sin.
你怎么样可以胜过罪恶。
Does your heart cry out, how can this be?
你的心里面是不是有这样一个呼求，这怎么可能呢？
Because if you give it a second look,
因为如果你再看一次的话，
God may just call your name this weekend.
这个周末神就可能呼叫你的名。
And he may suddenly appear in his temple and surprise you.
他有可能就突然出现在他自己的圣殿。
May God help us all to take that second look.
愿神帮助我们都再看那一次。
I'm going to tell a story that I love to tell, and maybe you've heard it before.
我现在要给大家讲一个我很喜欢讲的故事，可能大家已经听过。
There was a young lady who was greatly touched at a retreat such as this.
有一个小姐妹在一个退休的营会当中，她受圣灵非常大的感动。
And God moved her heart, and she wanted to testify.
神感动她，她想做见证。
But she was nervous to stand in front of a big crowd.
但是呢，要站在一大群人的面前，她很紧张。
Here's what she wanted to say.
她想要说
，Let the Lord have His way in your life.
让神在你的生命当中行他的道路。
But she was nervous.
但是她太紧张了。
And so she got her words mixed up.
所以她的词句就颠倒了。
And instead of saying, "Let the Lord have His way in your life,"
她本要说让神在你的生命当中行他的道路。
She said, "Let the Lord have His life in your way."
她说了，让神在你的道路当中活出他的生命。
What she said.Was so much better than what she wanted to say.
她说出来的是远远好过她想要说的。
Brothers and sisters in Christ,
主内的弟兄姐妹
let the Lord have His life in your way.
让神在你的道路当中活出他的生命。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Our Father, we thank you so much.For this record of your servant Moses.
父啊，我们为着你记录下你的仆人摩西，感谢你。
You had great mercy on him when you appeared to him in that bush.
当你在荆棘当中向他显现的时候，你实在是怜悯了他。
You taught him Christ in you and you in Christ.
你教导他基督在你的里面，你在基督里面。
Would you appear to us this weekend in the bush, we pray.
我们祷告求你这个周末也在荆棘当中向我们显现。
Work in our hearts that we might give that second look.
动工在我们的心里面，让我们也来再看一次。
Then call us by name.
然后按着我们的名呼召我们。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.